denied of the Zara. My sure says that since the Osios of Shem Yudkevavke are in the name of Yehuda, shows that he's Kofer Bavodah Zara, and others explain further, all the other names of the Rabban Shalom can be used for Avodah Zarah too. Elohim, Kael, they're all used for other powers. But Yudkevavke is only used for the Rabban Shalom. Sinner than Pazi, Kiavi Pasach, Bedivri Hayomim, Omar Hachi. Shim ben Pazi, since we're talking about names, not necessarily being two different names, Yehuda Binyamin, but one is a description or whatever, so now it's going to discuss where we find other times names that are not different people, but different descriptions of the same person. Also, I saw that Pazi, Shimon ben Pazi, Pazi was his mother. And here it's Miyachis him to his mother, because she was a chosh of a person. Rashi, Iti Gubrin Yudoyim, the Sefer Dekra, Le'aloch Lo Palchin. They were called Yehudoyim because they didn't bow down to the other gods. Okay. Ki havi pasu divri yomar hachi, kol dvarecho echot heim, v'onu yodim ledorshim. All the things that you say are one. Keneged Rashi, keneged ha-sefer ha-yomer. It's concerning divri ha-yomim. Kol dvarecho divri ha-yomim achas heim. Har be shemos ha-tamaskir, ploni u ploni, v'kulin rodem echot heim. Many times in Divrei Yom it mentions different names, and it's all the same person. V'anu yodim l'darshan, afapisha sasamta osam, anu nostim es libeinu atcha anu yodim l'darshan. And we put our heart to being able to darshan and understand who is being referred to. Mishum damrin le'el kol ha-kofer ba-dezor nikri Yehudi, nokat l'hacha. Since it mentioned that sometimes the name seems to be a name, but it's not. It's a description, like Yehudi. So therefore, the same thing over here, in Divrei Hayom, there's many times it mentions names, and it's not a name, but a descriptive name. It says, the Ishtu ha-Yehudiyah, Yolda es Yered, Avi Gedor, V'eschever Avi Solcho, V'eschikusel Avi Zanoach, V'eilu b'nei Bisyo bas Paro, asher lokach Mered. So, what's it called? First of all, Lamei Kori la Yehudiyah. So Yehudiyah, the Ishto HaYehudiya is Bisyo Basparo. So why was she called Yehudiya? Al-Shum Shekofra Bavodah Zarah. Because Paro's daughter was Kofra Bavodah Zarah. The Chsiv HaTered Basparo Lirchots Al HaYor. She went, Rashi says, the Ishto HaYehudiya, the Halo Bisyo Shema, the Chsiv HaSofei, the Elu B'nei Bisyo, Lirchots Litbol L'Shem Geirus. She went to be Tovel, to become a Geir. So some say, the Marsha says, doesn't mean that Mamish Geirus. It means she went to clean herself off of her Aveira. She did tshuva. It was a tefillah for tshuva. Because Geirus didn't exist then. There was no Yidden then to be Geirus. And others say no, that the Yidden were separated from the Goyim with, they had more than seven mitzvahs there. They had Bris Milah, they had what's it called, other mitzvahs that they were given, Gid Anoshe. So there was a kind of geirus that you could have to become Ben Avrom Yisrael Yaakov. And even though geirus, the tefillah has to be done in front of Beis Din, but b'dieved many hold that if it's not done in front of Beis Din, it's also good. So here she went to be Tovah L'shem geirus. That's how Rashi learns. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, she'or delirchos migilulei beis avia. Yalda v'horebuyer visa, she didn't give birth to these people, Yered and Avigador, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, right? She only brought him up. Lomar lechosher, call him a god liyosom liyosom v'besol peisom malav akosu kilu yoldo. Anybody who raises an orphan in their home is as if they gave birth to them. And the Marsha says, lavdavka, an orphan who doesn't have parents, but anybody whose parents can't take care of them is like an orphan. And if somebody raises somebody else's children, even though they have parents, because Moshe Rabbeinu had parents, he wasn't an orphan. Right, but they couldn't take care of him because of the Gzeira, therefore it's considered like you give birth to them. Yered's a Moshe. Yered is Moshe Rabbeinu. V'loma nikum shmo Yered. She yored lohem Yisrael mon b'yomav. The Gra is a different Girsa. She horid Torah l'Yisrael. He brought the Torah down. Or because the mon fell in his generation. Gidor, she gather pirtosein shal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, same person, Gedor, was also called another name, Gedor, because he fenced in all of the Pirtzosim Shal Yisrael, where there were things in Klal Yisrael that were breaches in Klal Yisrael. He fenced in. Chever, why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Chever? Shechibur Yisrael Lavin Shabayim, he attached them to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Socho, Shenas Elohem LiYisrael Kesukah, he made Klal Yisrael like a sukkah, where the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence devolved on them. Yikusiel, Shekavu Yisrael Lekel B'yomav, that Klal Yisrael hoped on the Ribbono Shel Olam in his time. Zonoach, Shezniach Avanosem Shel Yisrael, he aboard the chatoim of Klal Yisrael, pushed them away. Avi, well, it says twice, Avi Gedor and Avi Zanoach. Why twice Avi? Av B'Torah, Av B'Chochma. He was an Av in Torah and Av in Chochma. Av B'Nevius. Right, three times it says Avi. Right, three times it says Avi. Right, it says Avi Gedor, Avi Socho, and Avi Zanoach. Three times Avi. Three Avs. He was an Av in Torah. He was the greatest one in Torah, Chochmah, and Nevius, greatest Navi. The Elu b'nei Bisya asher lokach Mered. And these are the children of Bisya who married Mered. V'chi Mered Shmo, Koleg Shmo. Koleg married Bisya Bas Paro. Why was he called Mered? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovo Koleg, Shemored, Basas Meraglim, Koleg rebelled against the other Meraglim. The Yisa is Bas Paro, Shemored, the Begludes Avia. Then he married Bas Paro, who also rebelled against the Avodah Zorah of her father. Rashi. V'halo Kolev Shmosh, B'Kolev Mishto Yikro. The Pasuk is talking about Kolev, right? The Ishto HaYehudiyah is going on Kolev's wife. The Yisa Bas Yishmarda B'Gula B'Savia, V'chein Ishtana Shmo B'Likuchin Halo. That's why her name was changed when he married her, to be called Yehudia, because she was kofir in the Avodah Zorah of her father. Okay, Asher Hogla Mirushalayim, Omar Rava Shegola Miatzmo. He exiled himself. He wasn't forced to go into exile. He joined the exile. Right? Some say that it's because it's written in the Megillah, which it isn't in our Megillahs, Asher Hugla, which is mashma that it wasn't done against his will. Or some say just the opposite. If it would have been that it was against his will, it would have said Hugla, and Hogla is mashma, they did it himself. Rashi, Shigola miatzmo, midloksiva shirhoya min hagola shirhoglasa. He was from the Gola which was exiled. Uksiva shirhogla im hagola, mashma shalohoya kishar yisrael shigolo al korchan. He wasn't like the other ones who were taken into exile against their will, but Hugola miatzmo, he joined the exile willingly. Just like Yirmiyah did, Yirmiyah went along with the people willingly until the Ribbono Shel Olam told him that he had to go back to Eretz Yisrael. It's called Hadassah and Esther. Tanya of Meir Omer Esther Shema. Esther was a real name. Loma Nikra Shema Hadassah Al Shema Tzadikim. She's called Hadassah because she was a tzadikis. Shenikru Hadassim. Tzadikim were called Hadassim. V'cheinu Omer, v'hum Omeid Bein Hadassim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hadassah Shema. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Hadassah was her real name. V'loma Nikri Shema Esther, Al-Shem Shehoisa Masteres Tvarel. She hid her words, didn't let anybody know who she was, what nation she came from. Shenamra Ein Esther Magedes Esama. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Hadassah Shema. Her real name was Hadassah, but there was a different reason she was called Esther, not because she hid her lineage. The nations of the world called her Esther because of the moon. She shone like the moon. Esther wasn't tall or short, she was average. Kahadasa, like a Hadassah. It's not a tall plant, it's not a very lowly plant, somewhere in between. Rabbi Shua Mekarcha Omar Esther Rakrokis Hoysa. Esther was really green. The Chut Shal Chesed Moshuch Alecha. But the Ribbono Shel Olam made her appear charming in the eyes of people. Rashi, Bein Hadassim Asher B'Metzula, Bein HaTzadikim Shegol L'Bovel, V'Shechina Mishto Yikra. The Pasuk over there is talking about the Shechina, that was found amongst the Hadassim, which were in the Metzula, right, in the depths over there, which is a euphemism for the Shin that was amongst the Tzaddikim that went into Bavel. Istahar Yoreach Yofik Halavana. She was pretty as the moon. Yirak Rokes Hoysa Kahadasa Zu. And the other man, the Omer, says, no, she was green, like a Hadassah. Elechut Shol Chesed Moshe Kolea Meisa Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch Hu put some charm on her. Lekach Niris Yofel Umosu Lachashverish. And that's why she appeared to be pretty, but beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and therefore, even though intrinsically she was not pretty, the Rabban Shom made her appear to be pretty. Uvamoso via vi'ima lomali. It said, ki ein lo avo aim. Ki ein lo avo aim. Uvamoso via vi'ima lomali. I'd have to say again when her father and mother died. Obviously, she didn't have a father and mother, they died. Right? That she wasn't born, right, immaculate conception. So she didn't have a father and mother means that her father and mother died. Omer of Ha'acha ibarta mesavia. When her mother got pregnant, the father died. So, uvamoso via vi'ima. Right, comes to tell me the Chiddush that her father died as soon as she was fit to be called a father. We see from here that as soon as a person's wife is pregnant, he's already fit to be called a father. Yiladasa mesa ima. And when she gave birth to him, to her, that's when the mother died. The mother died in childbirth. Mashma, that it's not roy to be called a mother till birth. The woman's not called a mother when she's pregnant. A father is called a father. The difference is that a father is called a father because he is separated from the child once the child starts to grow. But the mother, the child and the mother are one until the baby is born, and then it's separated. So a mother is not called a mother till birth, and a father is called a father even when what's it called, the child is an embryo. Uvamos avia v'imo lekocha Mordechai lo labas. Tana mishum remeir altikri labas el labayis. Mordechai took her as a wife, not as a daughter. The Chenu Omer Ularosh Ein Kol Kiim Kivsa Achas Ktana Asher Kona VeYichya VeTigdal Imo VeImbonav Yachdav MiPito Tochal MiKoso Tishtel VeCheko Tishkov VaTehilo Kibas. Right, when Nosan Anovi told David the marshal of the poor person who only had one sheep, and which he bought and he raised together with his children, and it ate from his bread, and it, what's it called, drank from his cup, and it slept b'cheiko, and he was like a daughter. B'cheiko tishkav havislei labas. Nice daughters don't sleep with their fathers. Ela labayis means his wife. So hachanami labayis. Over here also it means labayis, that Esther was Mordechai's wife. Rashi. We'll see tomorrow, Lamaisa, how she could continue living with Mordechai after she lived with Achashverosh. Because her, a woman who lives with somebody else is also to her husband. Besides the fact that we'll see also how Esther was allowed to not give up her life and live with Achashverosh. Mishoshin Isabra ima meisaviha, nimtza shalohoya la'av, mishoshin nearly korosav. From the time that he could have been called a father, he wasn't around. As soon as she got pregnant, he died. So when he was fit to be called a father, he already died. And when she was fit to be called a mother, when she gave birth, she already was dead. So at the point of birth, that's when she died. By Nosan, who's giving David HaMelech Musar for taking Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. Kivsachas Bathsheba. Shoisamona, we didn't get it yet. Okay. The Sheva Hanaoros, Omar Rava, Shoisamona Bohenyame Shabbos. She would count the days of the week with these Naoros. She gave them names. Each day, a different one served her, and she knew what day of the week it was. So some say, Lechora, she had a calendar. She didn't know the day of the week was in the harem of Achashverosh. He lost track of time. So they say that what happened was she didn't want anybody to know she was keeping Shabbos. So she had seven different girls. Each one only knew what happened that day. If she had one person, she would see. She worked 7 days and one day not. So this way, nobody knew. The one that on Shabbos thought that, what's it called, she didn't work the rest of the week either. And the ones during the rest of the week thought she worked all the week. So this way, she got away with keeping Shabbos without anybody even knowing.
Why did the queen have to work at all?
What?
Why did the queen have to work at all?
It's not that there were jobs that she had to do. It says that if a person doesn't work, it brings to shiamum. So I'm sure Achashverosh didn't want people just wallowing around doing nothing.
She was crocheting.
What? Yeah, whatever. It says that that not working at all is brings a person to bad things. Okay. Shoysamon ben yemei Shabbos, shoysam shoreses lo achas be'echad b'Shabbos, the achas b'sheni b'Shabbos, the achas b'shlishi b'Shabbos, rechen kulam. When the time came for the Shivcha who worked on Shabbos, she knew that it was Shabbos. Okay. Vayishaneho v'snaroseho amrav shechila Michael Yehudi. Vayishaneho, he gave her, unbeknownst to him, why? But he fed her food that was fit for a Jew. Even though he didn't know she was Jewish. But, what's it called? The Rabbanu Shalom directed him to give her Jewish food. That's why Yishaneh, because otherwise the other people, he gave different food. Ushmuel Amr Shechila Kidlech Dechazire. And Shmuel said, no, Yishaneh used to feed her, what's it called, pork chops. And that, not that she ate them, but that's what she got to eat. And for her, that was Yishaneh, that was a change from her regular diet. Rabbi Yochanan Amr Zaronim. Rabbi Yochanan said that he fed her Zaronim seeds. The Chenas writes a minig to eat seeds on Leil Purim. The Chenu Omer Vayia Meltzer Noseis Pas Bagam and Noseim Lazaronim. Same thing Daniel and Chanim Mishov Azariah ate. They wouldn't eat the king's food, so they used to give them seeds to eat. Rashi, costly de Chazire, Boknos Shmenos, right? Fat whatever Boknos are. Fat pork chops. Mitoch onsalo nensha. So it's mashing from Rashi that she did eat them, right? And because she was forced, she had no choice. Tosfos says the chas v'shalom he lo so osa chela. She never ate them. She was served them. She gave them back. Whatever, threw them away. Shisha chadoshim b'shemen hamor, my shemen hamor. Rabchia bar Abba omer sateches. Sateches is shemen hamor. Right, even though Daniel and Hanani Mishav Azariah only ate Zaronim, still they looked healthy. Okay, Rav Huna Omar, so Sateches is some kind of good olive oil. Rav Huna Omer Shemen Zayis Lohevi Shlish. It's Shemen Zayis from olives that haven't grown a third yet. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afakinun Shemen Zayis Lohevi Shlish. And Pakinun is Shemen Zayis that hasn't grown a third. V'lama Sochin also, why do they use it to anoint themselves with? Shemeshir Sasar, it takes off, it's a depilatory, it takes off hair. Uma'adinus abasar, it makes the skin soft. Rashi afakinun shemen zayis levishlish gabi menochas tan ein mevin afakinun v'imhevi posel. You don't for shemen zayis for menochos, you can't bring afakinun because it's unripe oil. V'aloh karab Yehuda v'omer mau afakinun. What is it? It's oil taken from olives that didn't grow a third. Ma'adin matziv. It makes the skin shine. The erev hibov aboker ishova om Rabbi Yochanan mignusa shalosa rosh lamadnu shvacho. Even though it's the Megillah is telling us something not nice about Achashverosh, that he was constantly having relations with all these women, but it tells me a backhanded compliment. Shalohi mishamish mitos abiyom. Ma'ase he only had relations at night, not in the daytime. Vatihi Esther no se schein. Right, Esther was charming because everybody, that's how the Rabbanu Shalom gave her chut shel chesed, everybody thought that she was one of theirs. And a person is attracted to the women of their country. The Rabbanu Shalom made it work out that Esther's turn came up in the winter, two bodies get enjoyment from each other to keep each other warm. So that was an extra added plus for Esther being chosen to be the queen. ויהב המלך הססטר מכל הנושים, ותיסר חן וחס ולפון מכל הבסולוס, אומר רב, ביקש ליטום תם בסולה, תואם, תם באולה, תואם. Right? She was better than all the noshim and all the besulos. Noshim means the married women, and even though it says that the two kolnara besula, they only got besulos, in the end, Achashverosh said, why only get besulos? That's what they thought. But they got, what's it called, even married women. Even women who had been married or whatever, even married women, because Esther was married too. She's married to Mordechai. So, but she, whenever he wanted to feel with her, he felt. Whether he felt to her like a besula, he felt to him like a ba'ula.
Why does ba'ula have to be married?
What?
Why does ba'ula have to be talking about married women?
But usually women who are ba'ulos are married. Okay, but Esther was married. So Vayas HaMelech, besides the fact, the Pasuk says besulos. Right? Besulos or besulos. And here she was ba'ula, whatever she was. She wasn't a besula. So either way, you have to learn. The Pasuk is lav dafka, that they were ba'ulas too. So the king was curious who she was, where she came from. So he made a party for her, and she didn't reveal. Dolly Karga v'lo Galilei. In her schus, he let the taxes go, and she still didn't say. Like she figured, he figured that if I let the taxes go, so she'll tell me who she comes from, so I'll let the taxes go even more for her nation. And that didn't help. Shodar Pardishne v'lo Galilei. He sent presents. Right, the various Doronos, Lesorin, Bishma, sent presents in her name. And again, he thought that you would think, since he's sending presents, if I tell him where I come from, he'll send presents to my nation. She still didn't tell him. Uvikovets Besulo Shenis, also Shokolets and Mordechai. She went to ask Mordechai in Eitz, he said, the queen doesn't tell me who her nation is. Right? She didn't know that Mordechai was the one who, told her not to tell. Omar, so Mordechai said, yeah, I know, I told her not to tell. He didn't say that. Omar, Einisha Miskanel B'Yerech Haverta. He told him in Eitzah, he knew that wouldn't work. He said, but what normally would work by somebody else. He said that a woman is only jealous from other women. Afilu Hachi Lo Galya. Tichsiv, Ein Esther Mageres Molarata. So what did Achashverosh do? He brought back all the other women, thinking he would make her jealous. That was Mordechai's Eitzah. And a normal woman, that would happen. But Mordechai commanded Esther not to say anything, even though under normal circumstances she may have said, she still didn't say. So he didn't give Achashverosh bad advice, he gave him good advice. But it still didn't work. Okay.
The other way, Esther would have been very happy if he took another wife instead of her.
What? Not so clear. We'll see. Okay, Genuso Huzeh, it's not so clear if he would have been happy. Genuso Huzeh, she boil Nosh Mishalchan. The Ibn Ezra says the reason that she didn't say she was a Jew is that she, Bedafka, should be chosen. Because Mordechai knew Baruch HaKodesh that the Yeshua was going to come through Esther, and it was Ratzon Hashem, she was taken forcibly, and she was a Tzadekis. There's no reason in the world why it should have happened, except that the Rabban Hashem wanted to use Esther, and therefore Mordechai did everything in his power to make sure she was chosen. Yeah, not the opposite. Genuso Zeshu Boil Noshim Mishalchan. Right? The genus is that he had those relations with these women and then sent them away. Shaguf Nenem and Aguf and Neatsina, because it's cold in the winter, and therefore two bodies get enjoyment, warmth from each other. See, from the Nashamayim, they wanted Esther to be chosen, the Rabban Hashem wanted Esther to be chosen to be the queen. And even though it was Gilui Arayis, and the halacha is, you have to give your life. So how didn't she not give her life? So the Gemara asked that the Gabe Parhesia, that it's what's it called, that it was done in front of 10 people, any Aveira, is Chilul Hashem. And the Gemara says, Esther Karka Olam Haisa. So some learn that same answer applies to Gilui Arayis. Right? It can be over Gilui Arayis if you're Karka Olam. Others learn that Karka Olam only helps for Chilul Hashem. Doesn't help for Gilui Arayis. What? Karkol means she didn't do anything, she was only passive. And the Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't have to give your life if you're being lived with a goy. The bee of a goy is considered like an animal. It's not considered like a human being, and therefore there's no, you don't have to give your life for that. And other Rishonim learn, no, you have to give your life even by a goy, but here a woman doesn't have to give her life because she's passive. That's why the only time that she was active and went to Achashverosh, she became Osir to Mordechai. Kashiravadati Avadati, when she initiated going to him. All the other times he took her, and if she didn't go, she would have been killed. So therefore, she was considered passive. Okay, bikesh litom lekach nemu mikol hanoshim and mikol habesulos. Right, that's why it says she found favor mikol hanoshim. Those are the women who already were married and were beulos, and mikol habesulos, the women who are not what's it called, beulos. Right, besula could also be married. Right, possible that she's a sinei arusa. She's a married woman, but she's a besula. But most women who aren't married are besulos, and most women who are married are beulos. Ovad mishtayach chizer lekam inyon lefaisa shetigal lo molart of lohoil. The psukim there mention things that Achashverosh did to try to get Esther to reveal who she was. The somach lahaykra. Right after that pasuk, ein Esther magedes, that she didn't say who she was. It says uvikovich besulos shenis. Achashverosh brought back all the women again. Ein Esther magedes molarta, and still she didn't say anything. Ovad mishtayach, first thing he did was make a suda. So he figured if once he makes her a party, she'll want to invite her friends, so he'll find out who her nation is. And she did. Dolly Karga, he gave relieved taxes. He figured that she'll say who her nation is, so he can relieve her nation of more taxes. Omer b'shvil Esther, ani meniach lochem mi'chsei gugel oseichet haynu v'hanochel amedinos osa Shoda Pardishni Doronos Lasarma Bishma. He sent presents in her name. All these things are mentioned after it says that Esther didn't say who she was, and then it says again, Ain Esther Magedis. After all of this, still Esther didn't say anything.